And I will call the meeting to order. And what do we have here? Pam Sawyer, Don Hambrook, and myself, Bob Moore, and two of our alternates, Carol Franco and Anna Spencer. So thank you all for being here today. Public comment. I don't see anyone else on there, so move on to our minutes. We have a copy there.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes for the Veterans Commission meeting for Thursday, February 19th at 3 p.m.
Second.
Pam seconded, John Hambrook. I mean, Pam made the motion, John Hambrook seconded. Any questions, any comments? If not, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 And one abstention.
And
I abstained because I was not in
oh, okay.
attendance.
And one abstention. Motion passes with one abstention. All right. Memorial Day Parade. Right. So I'm gonna go, John, you contacted the scouts.
Yes. Yeah, the scouts will be there for I have not contacted. We're going to have the Cub Scouts, but I haven't talked to them, but I will.
Oh, you will.
Yeah. And they usually show up.
And I contacted the elementary school about having the let's see, Flanders Field and Gettysburg addressed by an eighth grader from there. Pam went.
I contacted the high school for the marching band and for, and I have not heard back from the band, but for a high school speaker to address and to give the address. And I've spoken to the first selectman to give his remarks. I have also spoken to Pastor Brandon, and he said yes, he will give the invocation. And I understand that Father Richard from
St. Morris.
St. Maurice's
Yeah.
will be, give the closing
Okay.
words.
We just want to try and get as many
Ecumenical.
ecumenicals as we can. So I think we're pretty good shape on that. We've been,
Oh, one more. Just
well, the flags we were looking for.
and Mr. Butromovich has ordered new ones
Good.
because we cannot find the small flags that we give out to children to put, and then they usually gather them. The town buildings and grounds usually gathers them back up after about 2 weeks, and somehow we're not sure where they went.
Well,
Did they go with the veterans for, and the were they the same flags that were given to the people to put by the veterans
yeah, this one
cemetery?
they
Is that
stake out
right?
there.
No, they were
No,
different.
these are the little
The little
no.
ones.
Okay.
The minis,
Okay.
and some of us bring a few large to put in the back to make it look good. But no, we're not
Okay.
the cemetery ones.
No, I did find a dozen of them, which I don't know, I ended up with them, but that's it. But that obviously we get a large amount to give them out to every the scouts and the sports group. Now, the sports group, that's the one thing I haven't contacted them. I have to check with Jim and or Kathy, who's doing that right now. They can
Rec
contact.
sports.
Because I don't think we have a new rec director yet.
No.
No, have to have Kathy do that.
Maybe Kathy can call around
Yeah.
and talk to the elementary school as well. To their school
The dual sports
team,
group, other teams.
sports
Yeah,
group.
usually it's all these, the soccer, softball, baseball.
Baseball, usually baseball teams.
Baseballs.
Yeah,
that's the right season for them.
Right.
Yeah. It's baseball and soccer, I think, are the only ones that really are, that participate. Because they have
We have two sections. We have the school teams and we have the rec.
the rec teams. These are the
Right.
rec teams. Yeah.
But you can ask for the
Ask
school.
for the school too if they want to
Yeah.
participate. Yeah. I didn't think of that, but I'll let them come.
You call the school?
Yeah, I'll give
Kathy?
Kathy. Well, let me see what's going on afterwards. I'll check with her. I think that's it. I don't know if we wanted. I haven't talked spoken to John Toomey yet, but he's assumed that he's going to be there. I just haven't run into him. I'm going to call him.
Okay.
If I can call the school, I would be happy to. Since I spent so many years there.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, good idea.
Great idea. Well, yeah, that would be wonderful. I appreciate that. And just
Okay.
say, any of the teams that'd like to participate, we'd love to have them as part of the folks
Okay,
that
so the
participate.
baseball and soccer teams to participate in the parade.
Right. Either the school ones, but
Or
we'll check with
recreate.
the rec department so that they want to participate as well. And
Thank you.
that would be great. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I
Okay.
forgot we have an insider here on the school, so that's great. Anyone else can think of anything that we may want? This is our 250th. Anything different other than perhaps in the comments, we can refer to it some way in there.
Well,
I can't think of, what we do, we've done for years, and I don't think we're going to vary from,
we can talk about that under other as well.
yeah, we get forward on it. But that's what's going on that one. On the veterans exemption, I'm happy to announce that the Board of Selectmen did approve the idea of the widow's benefit program. And they're gonna put it into actually a ordinance so that it's set in stone. So
Does it get, do you know if it's going to occur before that happens?
they sent it out to the attorney to draft it, and they're gonna come back, and
Okay.
we hope the goal was to get it in the process and done in the month of April. So once we get an idea of when they're going to have the hearing on that, it'll probably be before one of their meetings. We'll let everybody know. But
Because we should have come.
they were all in favor of it, and that wasn't the initial. So that's a big deal. I asked our assessor, and she has put some stuff together, and as to how many veterans we currently have who receive the veterans exemption. So I'll have a basis for that.
100% exemption or
No, this is the partial.
partial.
Yeah, that whatever percentage is on there, just a partial, because that's the one we can control. We were looking at and bringing it up to date. I mean, the percentage on that was set, I think, 15 years ago or even before that. So it's pretty low. Of perhaps recommending an increase on it, a step program or something, but. I was going to do it last month, and quite frankly, I didn't get to it, be candid with you. But she put that together, so we can have it now. We do think, and Barry had played with it a little bit of what would be what a 5% or what percentage we should have just a couple of things to look at, what the increase might be, and what it might. Obviously, you can tell what it's going to be on each individual because it's the percentage of the amount that can be reduced. So, like now is what is it, 1500? I don't remember. It's a small amount as that they can take.
Up to 15,000. It's a sliding scale depending on the veterans exemption to those that have some disability to those that have
We're talking to one without
no disability at
no
all.
disability.
Okay.
I mean,
Just strict.
just the veterans who served during wartime, basically.
Yeah.
Those of us who, in whichever is that's just a flat. It's a relatively small amount, and the impact. Actually, when we were looking at it a couple of years ago, the dollar impact was. It was hot. There's fewer of us left, right? So the impact is diminishing instead of increasing. There'll be a time when it'll probably be more stable because it's all the armed forces are all voluntary. So that's that. Unfortunately, what I'd like to be able to do is once I get these numbers, have Sue Ellen send this stuff out to all you guys. We all look at it so we have a basis of what's something we talk about, and then I think on us we. That's the other thing. We should probably invite other veterans to, or I'm not quite sure how we want to contact them, to input. You know, not just us, but we've had the previous members of the board. They're all in favor of this, and I don't see why anyone wouldn't be. But it's important to be able to get their support, and then. Get the support of the people that are going to make the difference is the Board of Selectmen, because they would be the ones that would have to go through.
So would you prefer to have, it's hard to get people to come out twice
Oh, yeah.
for one
We have to
property.
have proposals together before we have them come out.
So if we come up with a proposal or with perhaps options for the selectmen to consider, a one-time increase, a multi-year step-by-step increase, no increase, and then has the selectmen to reach out to or to advertise it that it's going to be on. It's easier to get them to come out to that. And my suggestion would be to have them come to the decision makers. We are the recommenders from this commission. Does that make sense?
Good idea.
And then
Rather than because you'd be doing it twice.
and it'd be hard to get them to come out twice. It's true. So we should get Barry to, but we could ask Barry to come in,
Yeah.
and we can ask Tara Fishbein to come
Right.
up.
Yeah, we're doing
This
all
is
that.
the next, maybe the next meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure Kara comes up.
Put it as an agenda item with guests. Yes.
Yeah. Since we have that item going to be on all the time, veterans exemption, we always have that spot open. I forgot this chair rolled more than.
It sure does. Bye
Might
bye.
not be the chair, maybe the floor.
No, yeah, it is the floor. And this is the where we are is the crown where it starts to go left and right. So if it depends on where you are, you roll in
Rolling
different
your lap.
directions. I'm used to just rolling that way. So. All right. Anybody have any other comments on that? Otherwise, go on to the new business, which is the. Flag box. So
May I ask a question?
please. Go.
As an alternate, am I allowed to have an opinion?
You're allowed to, well, you're here. You're filling the spot as for people who aren't here. Mr. Toomey's not here
Oh,
and
okay.
Linda's not here. So both of you are voting members right now.
Oh, okay. No, because I think these exemptions are very important and I heartily, heartily endorse them.
Well, thank you
I mean,
for
because,
that.
they've sacrificed for the country, and I think that anything that could be done to help them is just very important. My father was in World War II. It's not that I don't have anyone in my family now, but I just
Right,
know
right.
about sacrifices as we all do.
Yeah. It's a relatively small group. I mean, veterans, I think, make up what, 1% of our country, if that. I think it is really such a small amount now. It's very, very small. Very small. I mean, it's single digits. So
Thank you to
it's
the
tough when you're becoming unique.
two of you sitting there, sir. Thank you for your service.
right. Okay. We're now back to the flag box.
Oh, I have a thought on that. The flag retirement box. It has a history. When I was a state rep, I would make one and I'd put it over here for the month of June for Flag Day. pile it up, and then I would load all these flags that were tattered and torn and take them down to Post 95 in Hebron, and they would have a retirement ceremony for retirements. That has sort of gone by the wayside, but that's very labor intensive, and at the time I had the ability to do it. And when Robin, I think Gail Mulligan did it, Robin Green did it, but we have two state reps right now, one of which is a veteran. Tim Ackert is a
Yeah,
veteran.
Thomas.
Steve Weir is a police veteran,
Yeah.
but not military. And they have not taken it up, nor have we asked them to. We've talked to the Boy Scouts in the past, and we talked about, is there anybody that wanted to do an Eagle Scout project and look at creating a box and where should we put a box, whatever. And there's always been more cooler Eagle Scout projects that were within their wheelhouse
Right.
of family skill sets or contact people or whatever. So then the next thing I had a thought process to look into getting a permanent box and maybe think about where to put a permanent box so that people on a Saturday morning could drop it off, not June, maybe during the good weather months, not just during the month of June.
But
So
you're
that
wrong.
a year round or good season weather, and maybe put it down outside the transfer station and have it
Or
outside.
town hall is good because people come to the town hall more so than the transfer station. I don't know.
Well, that's
We
true,
have
but
room.
transfer station just isn't that far away.
Yeah, that's true.
And there'd be someone to that could go down and gather at any time. The town, maybe the town hall is the place to do it. We can ask for recommendations from the buildings and grounds
Yeah,
department
and see where, yeah, that's, yeah,
from the
where.
selectmen's thought process, the administration, not the selectmen, but the administration. And then I had another brain lying in bed, not sleeping one night. How about we ask the selectmen next meeting to please apply for a grant for a permanent box from the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving or one of the bank foundations. SBM used to have a bank foundation. I'm sure some of these other local banks, but we don't have a bank account anymore. That's a
Does Hart
long
well
gone past.
okay, yeah. Oh, they
But
yeah, that's right, they can do that, huh?
that would be an idea for, and we, but it's again, it's not. We're the askers. Unless we get permission to move forward with something, we just do the ask. I believe this is commission's mission because this is everything as far as a grant and grant writing would have to be approved by the selectmen.
Right. So what you're suggesting is we ask them to allow us to apply for the grant for the box.
We ask them to apply for the grant.
Oh, ask them to apply for it.
But we need to ask them. Now, that's a good question. Because the library applies for grants,
Library applies for it.
but they are a funded entity.
Yeah, we're not.
And we receive a stipend of what, $400 or something,
Well,
$500.
yeah, all we have, yeah, the only thing we get is a stipends for basically recording.
I saw a couple online and they ran between $700 and $1,000. But
How
these
big
are,
is this box?
good size, heavy
Okay.
duty,
And secure.
and secure,
Yeah.
and does not get knocked over in the wind
Okay.
and is rust preventative
Okay.
and painted. So,
Okay.
this is something that we're looking. My thought process would be a 10-year life span, considering weather and.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, just those ideas, the sleepless night ideas.
So that's
Who empties it, and what do they do with it when they empty it?
Well, that's a question that we would ask the selectmen. They could take it down to one of the posts. They could call the Boy Scouts or the Scouts
Okay.
or Girl Scouts, Girl Scout. Okay. Whatever our new names are,
Right.
appropriate for three organizations now, I believe. and ask them to hold a ceremony.
Right. Because
I've always brought mine down to the VA in Newington, and the Marine Corps League out of, they'll pick them up. They have a box there. And they pick them up and they do a ceremony. I could talk to Brendan and see if they're still doing that. If
you know,
you're
that would be
willing,
good because we
if
could
you're willing to take,
we, if we could assemble
right.
them here, we could one time bring it down there to the
right.
VA. One of us could do that.
I can call them and see if they're willing to take the flags from Bolton
right.
and have a ceremony.
We can call a couple of the posts that are around as well. You can call the Army Navy Club and see who does retirement around here. So if you want to call Newington, do you want to call the Army Navy Club?
I can call the Army Navy Club.
And ask them if
they the scouts can do it.
Exactly.
We have done it.
A ceremony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're qualified to hold a
right.
retirement ceremony.
Maybe
would you do it at Camp Johnson?
We've done it at Camp Johnson. We've done it in other places, but yeah.
But it would depend on who the scoutmaster is at the time. And
the time,
they
right,
yeah,
right.
Then.
Because there's a lot of flags.
It can really mount up.
Right, right.
So going back to the other thing. As to who is the initiator, should we be the entity that applies for the grant as
we
the,
have no ability to receive money.
We don't. Well, that's right, we don't. The town has to.
The town
got
has
it.
To receiver of funds. So that's the question. We
they,
can offer
they may want us to work
can,
with them to apply
we
for
can
it.
Offer to draft.
Right.
I'm willing to ask my son, who's a cabinet maker down in Maryland, to make up a box for the flags.
That would be lovely. A cabinet would be a beautiful thing to
no,
have.
No, not a cabinet. He'll make up. I can film whatever I want.
But it would be an exterior.
Yeah.
As opposed to. So these were metal
mm-hmm.
for weather.
Okay.
But if he's a cabinet maker, this would be wood, right?
Yeah, but he's
oh, you can,
smart.
You can, yeah,
smart.
You can make them.
Pretty smart.
Figure it out.
You can make them so that they'll last. Yeah.
It has to be something that is safety oriented to that a lid would not come down on a young person. If something's heavy. So, yeah, so maybe this
I'll
is
talk
a,
to him.
Talk to him.
A discussion we have it for the, put it as old business for next meeting. Everybody will come back with what they've heard about.
Yeah. And also this.
So you're talking about 6 feet high by 4 feet? Or five?
Right.
No, they have to lift the lid. Like 4 feet high.
Yeah. Well, it has to be weather resistant.
Mm-hmm.
Can't water cannot get into it because you don't want
right.
flags in the bin.
Yeah.
Or maybe we look at a smaller one and.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, this is something that should be probably checked once a month.
Or, yeah.
I would say.
Put it on the stage. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's attractive.
You can have one. Yeah. We get something like that where you're seeing a smaller one. Right. That's a good thought. Of always having one inside here.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, we can still consider applying for an all-weather one to be posted
mm-hmm.
somewhere else. There's no reason why we can't,
mm-hmm.
can't have two because...
Look at both.
Yeah.
Maybe the wood one would be on casters.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
In mm-hmm. case someone is...
And if you have to move
space
it.
And then...
Yeah, they can roll it out of the way.
I think
but
it's
that
a great
because
idea.
That's a good
I
thing.
I like it being here because people come, pay their taxes... They have other people.
Oh, there's
here.
A lot of things here. Yeah, and
because I always
and,
have a
and we can
flag
post
at my house, and they sit there until I get down to the VA
right.
to dispose of them.
I can
this
do
way
this.
When you come here,
put them in.
I'll just drop it off.
Just
yeah.
drop it off there. It's not an extra.
That would probably take care of the majority.
Mm-hmm.
And but it'd be good to have a backup somewhere else. But that one we can apply for a grant. This one we can just That's
I'll
that
talk to
doesn't,
Mike.
yeah, that doesn't have to be that big because it can be cleared out
I'll
monthly
need
or
to monitor that.
yeah, oh yeah,
We
that's
need
a, you
someone.
can easily monitor it here. Yeah. Well, we meet here monthly, so it's easy enough for us to check.
So we have some ideas. What should the maybe look online and see what these flag retirement boxes say on them? Or if there's a decal you can put on a box. I mean, ours was a piece of cardboard, you know, on red, white, and blue wrapping paper, and it was really homemade job.
Well, he has a way of
decal.
yeah, carving it.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow.
Oh, he's got it. He's got a beautiful shop.
He must be so proud.
I am. He
Well,
does.
that's something you don't want outside. That
He
be,
does.
ideally, this would be perfect for here.
Could be sitting in that corner there. It could be up there.
Right, it could be anywhere here.
And then in that case, a handle on each side so that it could be
Moved around. Just moved around. Yeah. I like the caster idea too.
To
That
roll it.
that's easy.
Yep.
Okay.
We have some ideas. Oh, what a lovely thought. How would we get it from? Does this mean a grandmother's?
Oh, he, believe me, he gets it up here. I have orders for him all the time. Yeah, he'll get it here.
So I kind of jumped seven as part of included as part of the veterans exemption, but that's the program that they approved. And I asked that in drafting it, because there were two options available. One that would include first part, the smallest part would be just it's just a dwelling itself. And with that, they had and that had two options. One, either the actual based upon the actual assessment of the house, or the one that I thought was useless, it was an average of the town house assessments, and that's the base. And I figured it should be based on the individuals, what they normally would be paying for taxes on their property. Not more or not less. So I think everybody's good with that. And the other component is why they separated this is beyond me. And but is the value of the lot? I says, wait a minute. In Bolton, you can't have a house without the lot, so it's an integral part of it. So my suggestion would be you include the lot. That the dwelling is I mean the individual's dwelling includes the lot that it sits on. So, and that was a recommendation. So they're in the process of dealing with that, and I'll keep track of it with the town attorney. As I said, if they needed anything, I would talk with them, with Rich Barger. So I want to make a note to give them. Still got his number tucked away somewhere. Other than that, we have one other. Okay, hello.
Okay.
If not, you'll send it to me.
I guess there you are.
What do
Two items under other, Mr. Chairman.
you got?
One, would you consider calling John Butrimovich and Barry Stearns and Mather Clark and to talk
Go on
about
the
their.
right. Yeah, now it's time.
There are three people in this thought process.
Yeah.
Adding to put the other awards to honor the other veterans. It's just a very.
Matthew, John, and who else?
Barry Stern.
Barry.
Oh, Barry.
Thank you, John. Always need another brain cell.
I have one. Just one.
Just one.
Just one. I
I held off doing that till we first was clear and won. They're pretty much done with the budget.
Yes, sir.
And that's
And would
so.
you ask about taking down that giant pine tree?
In the back, that'd be part of the whole, that to me is part of the whole renovation.
It's too big for Christmas lights anymore.
You
It looks pretty.
can put a small one now
Yeah.
Have it grow another 20 years.
and go through the whole growth process and make it easier for everybody.
The second item under other, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
The veterans event, I did make calls to create an evening at Bolton High School, May 19th,
Oh.
to have the state librarian Kevin Johnson do a performance on an actual revolutionary person. He was a servant to Colonel Ledyard, and there's historical data on this person. And Mr. Johnson has a an reenactment of the facts that he has, and he does it in character. And he does a 20-minute in character performance, and then he does 20 minutes of questions and answers. I did talk to Bonnie Massey of the Historical Society and asked if they wanted to co-sponsor it and do the refreshment for it. So it's the high school is available May 19th, as is Mr. Johnson, at 6:30 p.m. Can it be free?
Are the
And we're going to.
Historical Society ready to go with it? Are they good with it?
With the refreshments, yes.
Okay.
We're sponsoring it though, as a
No, oh,
town,
that's fine. Yeah, okay. I just want to
because
make
of the
sure.
250th, and it's a revolutionary
Yep.
era.
This way we can, all right, this way we can make sure it goes on all the town websites.
And if we can get the students to come, and we can get interested town people, and it's from the perspective of the servant. Colonel Ledyard was killed in at Fort Griswold on the British invasion down in Broughton. So it's local and poignant from a couple of different perspectives.
Cool. Sounds
And
good.
Mr.
Well,
Johnson
thank
is
you, Pam, for doing that.
terrific. He does three events. We're trying to get the senior center to get him for another event that he does, another person who is called Professor Jim, who was a janitor at Trinity College back in the 1700s, 1800s, and there's a lot written up about him. And he does that person as well and gives the historical information. He does it in character as well.
That's great. Nice.
And he also does a Civil War soldier and does song. He does it in song as well. That's where I first met him.
I hate to leave, but I have to go.
Okay, very good.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for coming.
Is 3 p.m. too late for you?
Not normally, no.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
That's it, Pam?
So put May 19th on your calendar. And if I could have just approval from everyone here tonight, have a quick vote to approve this project.
So moved.
Yeah, and I will
Absolutely.
say good. And
Sure.
thank you.
Great idea.
Carol seconded it. John made the motion. Any other comments? We commented pretty well. If not, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
No, 4 and 1 absent.
Oh, one. Yeah, one. What was it? Anna had to leave early. So, but still unanimous of those present. With that,
Mr. Chairman, if there's nothing else under other. I'd make a motion that we adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Motion is made and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for attending. And as promised, we try and keep our meetings as brief as we can and get as much as we can get done in that short period of time. Thank you again. And
when's our next
for our next meeting, I will hope to have enough data out for you to look at on some thoughts on changing a veteran exemption.
So would that be April 16th, Jim?
That would be. Is that when it is? The third?
The third Thursday is April 16th?
Yes, it is.
And that would be at 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock. And that time's already booked and scheduled.
Thank you.
Okay, we did that. Thank you again. Stop recording.
Okay.